College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go Cubs.
Well, I'm sorry that we didn't get to give you an update on more speculation about Bill Belichick, but at least we got an update on the Miss Maine USA pageant.
I mean, we could do it now if you want.
I don't know. Let me tell the people who spent time with us, thank you. Listeners, thank you. Meatball Machine, tremendous as usual.
Meatball Machine.
Robert Mays joined us for two segments in studio. That was fantastic. Thanks to Robert Mays. Thanks to Taylor McGregor, Mark Grody, Marshall Harris, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, Jenna Duddleston, Connor O'Donnell, and Matt Anaya.
Also, the mob. Shout out to the mob.
Yeah, Twitch mob had some thoughts
today.
They were
entertained today. I was reading. I didn't respond like I wanted to, but I was
reading. It's just harder to read when you're driving a show because the comments are so fast.
And furious.
And then you got to scroll back up, and then they're like, wait, I'm still talking. What was I saying?
I know everybody
here. Show gone.
Everybody here is not a Fast and Furious fan. I enjoy the guilty pleasure of the franchise.
One of the rumors that's been going out, and I feel like only you and Ray will maybe get this.
Okay.
Vin Diesel is supposedly cousins with Kwame.
What?
Right?
What?
Yeah.
Where did you hear this?
DJBoof.net, internet.com.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
But let me look it up and see if I can find more.
While you're doing that, guys, it's NBA Draft Lottery Day. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you? Is
Marshall,
it 1.7?
You are adorable. Like, seriously.
Why am I adorable?
Because it just reminded me of a moment in March when you were like, hey, the Bulls are playing tonight. Who's interested? And like, you love basketball.
I love baseball, too.
I know, but it's adorable. Like, you like sports. You like stuff. That's all of us. It's just basketball is what gets you going.
Speeds is really weird about this. Like, he made mention of that to me like a couple weeks ago. He's like, Lawrence, I noticed that you really like sports.
Yeah, well, no, that's because
what are we doing?
No, that's because
you should host a show about it.
You were going home to watch a soccer game, and after we were covering like five different events, and your capacity to like sports is grand.
Do you ever go home and watch a game? Speaks. I guess that's my next question.
Of course, all the time.
No, but like not for work. Like you're not.
You watch a game for fun? Absolutely, out of town baseball for no reason but mine.
I was going to suggest that.
Yeah, of course I can feel it. Of course, man.
You have the package.
I love it.
Extra innings?
I got MLB TV.
Okay, and they have a game pretty much every
MLB,
night.
So whatever device I'm on. No, I mean, not MLB Network. Like, I pay for the
That's MLB
year
TV.
Of MLB
I got
TV.
No. Oh, yeah, late night West Coast baseball.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah. It is.
Although, usually I listen. I will listen to out-of-town baseball for no reason but my own.
I meshed the two things on Saturday. Saturday, I was at Fat Poor in the South Loop.
Love that place.
Okay.
Watching the Rockies get 3 touchdowns put on them.
With no answers on offense.
And then walked out and saw all of the trucks getting ready for the draft lottery.
Right there in the South Loop, because it's at the Marriott, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you have to love the NBA to love the drama of the draft lottery. Like, I don't love the NBA. I will be front row watching that tonight because I just love it. Like, it sets, like, it's the future of organizations. So I'm going to enjoy it.
Mark Grody, I just flashed back to Boers and Bernstein, and maybe even older than that. I don't know. Just loving on the NBA draft lottery, just how ridiculous it was, and likening it to the match game. Might have been Boers and McNeil, and just like everybody was there, and every year Elgin Baylor was there, and it was basically, Boers said it was like seeing Nipsey Russell at the match game, was seeing Elgin Baylor there, because every year Elgin Baylor was there.
Terry had all sorts of stuff for the draft lottery, including the famous quote, David Stern, show us your balls.
do you guys remember when they botched Steve Shamwald's name? Or maybe I just botched his name. Do you remember that? It was like that he's up there, he's the guy, and they completely wrecked his name.
Oh, God. I think I cut the open with using the match game theme to go along with that entire riff.
Stan Shamwald?
There it is. Tanny remembered it.
Stan Cronwald?
We discussed this because we were trying to figure out if you had it or not.
That's Stan two Shamwald? Wrong names.
It's like Stan Kroenke.
It's not great. It's not great.
Especially when the first name is Steve. Like what are we doing?
Stan Shamwald?
Sometimes you get crossed up, Lawrence.
I hate to tell you this, but growing up in the non-Eastern Conference, the draft lottery was not a thing. Like that, I was like, wait, they do parties here for what? The lottery? And then I'm like, they care about the NBA draft that much?
Weren't you in Philly when they were doing, like, the lottery parties were, as you can imagine, during the process?
But when I'm in Houston with the Rockets, it's like, draft lottery, who cares about that? We're going to the playoffs.
Wow. That was very you looking down at the rest of us.
I mean, that was life.
I understand.
When you're dealing with the Spurs and the Mavs and the Rockets, you're like, well, draft lottery.
If there's a fix tonight, like, what's the team that gets Cooper Flagg because they want
it's
him in
the
a good
Bulls.
Market?
Did you because not they... see the exchange with the Duke Blue Devils and the Bulls earlier today?
I did not.
Easter egg. Easter egg oh, really? On X.
It's the Bulls or 76ers,
76ers
right?
Was the one I was thinking.
Yeah. Wait, why 76ers?
Just because they have a bigger chance. They have a bigger chance. I mean, it's possible that it could be
the
Bulls, obviously.
Because they had about the same record as the Bulls, and those two teams went in very different directions.
So last night, I'm on Fox with Cassie and Tina and Adam Abdallah.
That suit was sharp, by the way.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Occasionally, I can put on a suit. I can't do much else, but I can definitely do that. And they have been doing the tankathon thing where you go back
and simulate.
So they tried. They did like 25 simulations. We did it live on the air. Bulls.
Number one
pick.
Bulls.
The Pope, baby.
Pope.
That's who should be representing the Bulls tonight is the Pope.
He is. He is representing all of Chicago and all of Chicago sports and all of Villanova Philadelphia.
Only about, I would say, about 4/5 of Chicago sports.
He's not representing the Cubs?
No. That was made very clear last week that he was not representing the Cubs. He was out there watching AJ in 2005.
Craig Council was like, well, the Bulls need the Pope. That was hilarious.
He's right. They definitely need the Pope. And let's see.
When you say the Bulls need the Pope, they need him helping their odds, or they need him to take over as the guy running their front office?
Take either.
Both is fine.
Either works for me.
Is Bob Provost to the Pope as Clark Kent is to Superman? Like, is that his private name and nobody knows who he is when he's walking down the street?
I think that's how that works. He goes into a phone booth.
Right.
If we still had phone booths.
Puts on the Pope gown.
Have any of you encountered...
the Pope?
No. A payphone recently?
Payphone, yes. Phone booth, no.
Where did I see a payphone?
Yeah, where?
I think I saw one at the airport.
Gas stations.
A smaller airport?
Well, there's one that's not far from you, Speaks. There's one on like 19th and Indiana for some... It doesn't work.
What?
But there's one where there's just like a phone like right there on 19th and Indiana. And then there's one on DePaul's campus inside the library, like outside the library.
Does that one work?
Does it take quarters or what's
it does.
The currency?
And what I think is amazing is if you go into the little where the two buildings meet, where Prudential and Aon meet, there are clearly places where there used to be phone booths, and you could have your private phone conversation if you wanted to, but obviously those things are all gone.
So wild.
I grew up with a friend who didn't have a phone, but she lived near this gas station we used to hang out at, so like occasionally we'd set up a time and I would call the pay phone at a certain time. Sick. So then she would answer so that we could talk on the phone.
You guys used to hang out at gas stations?
Wow.
I never said I led a glamorous life. Okay.
The gas station was a staple on the way home from high school.
It's like, not that weird.
You always had some friend.
The 7-Eleven or the JJ Pepper.
And then, of course, you like get one fountain drink and you think you're living the life. And then you're just chilling there. And the next thing you know, you got to call your friend at the bank.
Because it only costs 99 cents.
They had to make no loitering signs for us.
Anybody ever have this experience where like your mom or your dad gave you the gas card? but it was actually a credit card you could use at the gas station.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, the little food...
No!
The little convenience store part of the gas station became your constant source.
Yes.
Reality bites. Oh,
yeah, until, like, 3 weeks later, then they get the statement. They're like, what the hell is going on here?
Well, back to the phone call. Has anybody ever done the fake collect call to get, like... Mama, come pick me up.
Yes.
Right.
You just say it real quick in that 5 seconds they give you.
You have a phone call from
I'm at Johnny's house and I need you to pick me up right now.
That was a thing. I'm at the mall and I need you to go pick me up.
That's how my cousin would let us know that she was ready, like her soccer practice was over. We go pick her up.
Yeah.
You have a phone call from
soccer practice is over.
Will you accept?
No.
No.
I'm good.
No.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. Yeah, those were the days, man.
Yeah.
Things were just more fun then.
I love that, didn't hurt. That there is a portion of the lower end of the demo that has no idea what we were just talking about.
Oh, yeah. Robbie Triano has no idea about any of this conversation. I also laugh because it reminds me of like when you travel around as a like minor league, so to speak, like a small market news reporter, you have to stop in at a lot of like convenience stores and gas stations to get like sustenance.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you can afford. One of my favorites was the Decent Food Stop. That was the name.
It was the name of the place?
Yeah.
Was it decent?
It was.
What was your go-to, Layla?
Chex Mix.
Okay. All right. So
Pop-Tarts if I'm lucky.
So let's go around. Grody, if you got to make a stop at a, if you're near 7-Eleven or a gas station, what are you picking up?
Yeah, I love like the mozzarella cheese sticks. Like the string cheese. I like the string cheese.
Oh, okay.
I love combos, pepperoni pizza combos, the cracker style.
Hey, hold on, man. Yeah. I walked in with a bag of combos to the office today.
Really?
Right?
Today.
And I looked at everybody and I said, guys, you know my favorite thing about combos? You know, the cheese-filled combos really, and I left it there and nobody had it. Anybody? Combos really cheese your hunger away? Nobody?
Was that a thing?
And that's nobody's with me?
It's just,
what's wrong with you people?
I don't think that's a real thing.
I think you made that up. Combos, they cheese your hunger away.
Mm.
I mean, the commercial jingles should stay in your head.
It's still not working.
Have you ever sung
other than Feldco?
Like, as a musician, did you ever, like, sing them for work? Were you, like, one of those guys?
Yeah, the Feldco.
Feldco is me.
Oh, that's right. I forget about Feldco.
And the...
There was another one, right?
Yeah, the much less known PLS Loan Stores. I was the voice of predatory loans for a good while there.
So
it still is.
So you're going with the combos
still
also?
Still is.
I like combos or bugles. I'm a big bugles guy.
I used to be too salty now.
Right?
I know about health and stuff.
Oh, but, yeah, health.
But yeah, my go-to now.
I mean, I know about it.
We're talking about back in the day, right? Back in the day, I was big on honey roasted peanuts. With the peanut butter crack, you know, like 25-cent.
Yeah, I love those.
Oh, the Lance crackers.
I have my drawer.
Or the Nicot, which is like the sweeter version of that. And then I would usually get a Twix or Three Musketeers, and then I would get a big soda to wash it all down.
Yeah, Three Musketeers is a boring ass candy.
What flavor are we going with if you're going with the fountain drink here? What are we going, Mountain Dew, Code Red? Like what we?
So back in the day,
Diet Dr. Pepper, obviously.
Wait, what is it? Diet Dr. Pepper?
Yeah,
that's a good beverage.
It's a little too
Team DDP.
I worked. My first job was at the YMCA, keeping the score for baseball. And it was all the concessions you can drink. That's why I don't drink soda anymore. Because I used to have suicides like every other inning. Just straight. Everybody knows what a suicide is, right?
You mix all the sodas together.
Yes. And after one summer of that, I was about 15 pounds heavier. And also, I just did not like soda anymore.
That's Ruben's favorite move, like at the movies.
The suicide?
Yeah, I just get like, give me get
a
big
drink.
Oh,
now it's like the touch screen.
Yeah, it's a touch screen.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
10 or 12
they just reopened our movie theater, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, in Roosevelt, they did, right?
It's AMC now, right?
I'm with it.
Condolences, Marshall, to your guy, Gage Tater Workman, who has now been designated for assignment by both the Cubs and the White Sox before the All-Star break. That is impressive.
Did he ever get revenge on the Cubs? There's still time, Mark.
He did not, Groats.
That's such a good question,
Groats. And Groats, he was 5 days away from getting his revenge against the Cubs.
They should have kept him just to give him that opportunity, give him one at bat.
But also, to me, this is evidence that the White Sox are on the edge of something. They've got some guys that are about to be
the edge of something.
Yeah, yes. Something.
That was what we came
something
up with.
Something happened.
Like they're turning the roster over into actual usage.
Like I think people are going to be on, like the Mike Tauchman. I'm not saying like excellent hitters, but actual like Major League Baseball players are going to be in hitting positions.
That was my answer, Spiegel.
I mean, Michael Taylor is he's a Major League player.
Not a hitter, though.
No, he's got his moments. But I know what you're saying. There always is that sort of inflection point in a rebuild where you're crossing over.
There. Wait, let me back up.
We're
nowhere close to that. There.
I'm so just where are we?
I'm saying they're going to have people in a lineup that can hit, as in like the Chase Mydroth. No, listen.
And that gets you one.
No. We're not there yet. I don't think we're there yet.
I like Tim Elko. I like
Spiegel doesn't like Elko.
No, I like Elko, but it's just like
reminds him too much of Felco.
They're going to 8-6-6 and call Elko.
And all the money he could have shown.
No,
had.
I just think there's going to be you're going to see it this weekend. You're going to see it this weekend.
What are we going to see this weekend?
See a team put up a fight. Let me pose a question I posed to them.
It's one or two baseball games. They can put up a fight. But I mean, just like in general, they're going to keep taking flyers. They should on jamokes like Gage Workman.
I don't think Gage Workman is a jamoke. I think he's just a guy who never played above double A.
That makes him a jamoke. He's a double A guy with a strikeout rate of 37%.
That's harsh.
I just mean that, like, you know, the White Sox are in a spot. Keep taking your chances on people. I like that they tried with Gage Workman. If they're moving on, okay. Take another chance on somebody.
That's why I said they're on the edge of something.
Yeah. I have an update from the Vatican.
The edge of tomorrow.
Oh, what you got?
Stand by.
Glory.
Headline reads, Pope Leo asks fan, Sox or Cubs, as he signs a baseball.
What?
This is very, very important.
And?
So here's the paragraph. White Sox or Cubs, those were the first words out of Pope Leo's mouth as he greeted Jason Parash in a receiving line at the Vatican's Paul VI audience hall Monday morning.
All right, so hold on. I thought someone asked him, but now that you've said it, he asked the fan.
Yes.
Who presented him with a baseball. So the meatball Pope said, Cubs or Sox, you got to declare.
This is from Kathleen Felsani.
So I don't know where that came from. He was always a Sox fan.
That is correct. And so Parash said, Sox. A 46-year-old attorney and sometimes freelance journalist who presented the new pontiff with a Rawlings official Major League Baseball and asked him to sign it. And he said, it's one of the highlights of my life. It's already that big in my mind.
Do you think the Pope could help Gage Workman?
I don't know if anyone could help Gage Workman.
Man.
How much is that baseball worth now?
Signed by the Pope?
A lot.
The first baseball signed by the Pope after he became the Pope.
Okay, I'm sure there have been other Pope-signed baseballs.
Sure.
But not by this Pope.
Yeah. But not by an American Pope, a Chicago Pope.
I mean, the first Pope who knows who A.J. Pruszynski is.
Was it blessed by the Pope?
Why would we sure that a former Pope...
The signature is right on it. This is courtesy of the Sun Times.
Does it say go Sox?
Groats, you don't think a former Pope has ever signed a baseball?
No, I don't think so.
They've been in stadiums signing autographs for tens of thousands. I'm sure somebody brought a baseball to the Pope.
I believe John Paul II did a whole Dodger Stadium service one time, right?
Yeah, so, I think so. Yeah. So there's no way that nobody ever brought up a baseball.
Okay.
I'm going to go look at a memorabilia place.
If he ever does make his way to Chicago in his official capacity... Do you believe that he will choose
35th and Shields
over?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
He should.
I think he will take the marquee thing as an affront.
So guys, on RR Auction, a ball signed by Pope Francis sold for $17,125.
I stand corrected.
And he's not even a baseball fan.
Groats, I mean, you're going to mess with me on Pope stuff. It's going to be a long day for you.
No, that's going to be a long day.
Don't mess with the Jew on Pope information.
No. You were ready. How much do you guys think the Tim Elko 3-run homer is worth? Because apparently...
He got it back, right?
Oh, did he get it back?
I thought he got it back because he was going to give it to his mom.
Okay, because I heard that the people that caught the ball were kind of being stingy with it. They didn't want to give it away.
It's their ball.
What do they really want from the White Sox, though?
They want an autograph from the Pope. That's what they want. The White Sox is going to have Pope autographed stuff lying around that they can just hand over.
Would you want him to sign it Pulp or Bob Provost?
I want him to sign it Pope. And that's how he signed it. He signed it PL.
That's what he signed.
Pope Leo?
Pope Leo?
I want Pope Bob.
Pope Bob. PB.
He signed it. He signed it PP14.
Oh, man.
Grody, the update for my brother is he also does not remember if the two-headed snake had fangs.
How old is your brother?
He is, hold on,
38? It's a two-headed snake.
Okay, well, I understand you guys were just children when this happened, so I guess I'm a little bit surprised that you don't have more details on it if there was a rattle on the end of these snakes.
He did say the snake was really cool. Clearly it stuck with
us. So he remembers it.
We need definitive, like, he might have chosen Leo so he could be the 14th in honor of Paul Konerko. Like, it's possible.
Oh.
This was AJ's
PL, PK?
Yeah, that he's signing it PL14. That's so close to writing PK14 for a meatball Bob from the Southside Sox fan who's at game one of the World Series. Like, what the hell? It's possible.
White Sox!
Sorry to use the word hell in proximity.
Were you really broken up about the fact that they had to
talk
reverse
about hell?
That he was not a Cubs fan?
No.
Okay.
I'm amazed that America and us have been given a Pope. Like, we're idiots, you know?
But he's
so
not
passionate,
like,
about this.
He's not like us. He's lived other places. And
Nancy played that yesterday.
How was Kendrick Lamar, by the way?
Oh, Kendrick Lamar? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kendrick Lamar was good.
No, she told us that she had been working on Kendrick Lamar.
Nancy Fast is working
on. Not Like Us is perfect for the organ.
She is
perfect for the Sox too.
She remains the best.
She really is the best.
I talked to people who were there yesterday who loved hearing her. I got to get to one of those Sunday games. There's five left.
It felt good. Like, I'm watching the broadcast and they were talking about it, and Schifrin and Stone were kind of talking about it, and you hear it in the background, and you're like, that's nice. Like, it's just nice. I don't know if you guys have had this experience, Groats. I don't know if you've had this experience. I don't think I've ever had this experience. 100% approval rating on an interview. The interview we did last week, that was 100% approval. Speaks, can you think of another interview that went like that we liked it, and then the listener liked it so much that they were like, man, I just was smiling just the whole time you guys were talking to her.
Just a lot of smiles,
Robbie,
man.
Robbie says Carrot Top.
It's a good call. Carrot Top was big. Except, you know who didn't like that? Gallagher. Really didn't like the Carrot Top.
Well, he doesn't like a lot.
he doesn't like Carrot Top.
He doesn't like
even
a lot
he's dead,
of things.
He still doesn't like Carrot Top.
I have to bring the sorry, I was looking at a text from our boss. And I'm going to bring
regarding Chuck Swirsky and Dave
Is he going to send you back in here in a lather about someone being dead?
No, but I was going to confess this earlier when Matt, talking about, not the Pope, this is not Pope material.
Okay.
When you said that when you get those gas cards, right?
Yeah.
And then you realize, you can use these to buy little Twinkies and things like
that. Sure, sure.
So I had a gas card with the company. With the company.
An Odyssey
gas
card? You don't have it anymore, Marion.
Right. And so I use it when I drive to Indianapolis for the combine.
Sure.
And so I
get some bugles and an iced tea.
Did do that a couple times. I got a car wash with my gas.
Wait,
and,
what?
Yes, and
not car wash.
For some reason, they were going through it closely, and I'm getting all these texts from Mitch saying, "Car wash? You got to be kidding me!" He's like, "Twinkies? You got to be kidding me! What are you using this card for?"
For and car washes?
Yes. And Mitch was in the middle of much bigger things, and in the middle of the much bigger things that Mitch is dealing with. He's dealing with my itemized trip to Indianapolis where I bought some beef jerky on the gas
card.
That
is amazing. I understand. It happens, Gross. Ever tell you about the time I tried to expense two pedicures on a Vegas trip?
No.
Whoops. That was an accident. He doesn't believe it was an accident, but it was an accident.
Just trying to see. It's a little testing boundaries. That's all it is.
No, mine was an accident. Sounds like Grody was testing.
I gotta check out the
a little
circus
boundary
spa.
Test, yeah.
It was across the street. But the mistake was made. Well, God bless you, Grody. I'm sorry. You would get free jerky if I was.
Did they take away your corporate card?
No,
that's right, Sizzle.
No, they have let me keep the card for now. We'll see what happens.
They let you keep it, but you can't use it.
No more premium. No more. I even used the top car wash, too. It was not like the $6.
Oh, you went for the deluxe.
Wait, you went for the deluxe?
Oh, yeah, the deluxe car. Well, because you get the gas, which I used the card for, and then it says, would you like a car wash? I hit yes.
You're like, I'm out in these streets. I would like for this car to be clean.
That was after the oil change.
Also, I'd like $200 in cash back, please.
Wait, you didn't just say you got an oil change on the card.
Maybe.
Yes, I will buy the Prosecco at this finest establishment.
Is that gas station Prosecco?
Technically, the company.
That's the best kind.
It's gas and maintenance. So I thought the maintenance would count as the oil change.
Right, and beef jerky is maintenance of a sort.
That's right.
It's colon maintenance.
Sustenance.
That's hilarious, actually. That's objectively hilarious.
By the way, my band Colon Maintenance will be at Fireside Bowl. All right.
I love that version.
See you guys. Bye.
You didn't even tell us what was on the show.
You're not interested.
Oh, Bears.
I am.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Dan Weeder is on the show at 3 o'clock today.
Bam.
Jim Ozarski, who covers the Bucks for the Journal Sentinel, will join us at 4.
Bang.
And I'm sure he's got Pope thoughts because he's a local guy, too. Ron Coomer is going to join us from the booth at 5.
Yeah, he was so great on Saturday night. I was on the radio, listening to him on the radio for the first like hour of the Cade Horton game, and he was phenomenal.
There's a lot for us to discuss as it pertains to the Cubs weekend. We will do that after Tanny's Open next on The Score.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.